You are currently the only person in this conference.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Transformational Presence Coaching Demo Teleseminar. I'm Alan Seal from the Center for Transformational Presence at transformationalpresence.org, and it's great to have you here with us today. The board keeps lighting up, more and more people are coming in, so it's great to have you with us, and a special welcome to those of you who are here able to join us live and in person on the call. Just to tell you a little something about the Center for Transformational Presence, we provide coaching, training, and development for anyone who's committed to making a difference in their world, whether that's locally or globally or anything in between. A lot of the people who come to work with us are coaches and leaders, but it's also just anyone who really feels like I'm called to make a difference in some way in my world, and we're here to support you in doing that. Transformational presence is a way of showing up to life that's about calling forth greatness in all the people around you. It's about empowering breakthroughs. It's about supporting shifts in understanding and perception and action. Our work is really grounded in understanding life as energy in motion, and we provide skills and tools to work with that energy to create significant and lasting results. So really, I suppose the short version that you could say of who are we and what are we about, we really believe that individuals can step forward and make a huge difference in the world. And we help individuals and organizations make the inner breakthroughs necessary in order to accomplish big things. So in a moment, when we go into the coaching session, you'll observe for yourself what feels different or unique about this approach to coaching through our session. But just a few distinguishing characteristics that you might kind of listen for. This work is built on three fundamental truths. The first is that everything is energy, and that energy is constantly in motion. So we're working with energy before we're working with form. It's also the second principle is that energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. So whatever it is that the client brings, we can't get rid of it. We can't pretend that it doesn't exist. But we can transform it. Sorry, I just got distracted by a message on my screen saying that the server was disconnected. So I hope we're still here together. The third of these principles is that the universe is built on relationships, that everything is all about relationship. Nothing exists outside of being related to something else. So what we're really coaching all the time are relationships, our relationships between people and ideas, between people and situations, relationships between ideas. We're coaching on all different kinds of levels, but ultimately it's a relationship on some level that we're working with. This is a very intuitive approach to coaching, engaging the intuitive mind as the larger mind, and we're working from potential, identifying what is it that wants to happen here more than we are solving problems. We very much come from the place that a problem is not something to be solved, but rather it's a message to be listened to. And so what happens when we listen to the problem and see what is it that it needs, or that the challenge or the conflict, whatever it is that's showing up, whatever shows up has just become our next co-creative partner. So how do we work with that? From whatever we discover wants to happen, then we start to seek shifts in perspective that can show us the action necessary to move forward with that. So we're coming from the being first and letting the being show us the doing. Well, that's enough to tell you about. You'll be listening in your own way and hear whatever you hear in the session today. My client today is Angela, and I thank Angela for stepping forward and agreeing to be my client for this session. I've never met Angela. We have never talked. We have never worked together before. So we'll just explore and see where this session takes us. We'll be coaching together for maybe a half an hour or so, and then we'll open it up to your questions and observations, anything that you would like to bring and ask. So everyone is on mute right now, and I'm just going to make sure that that's the case, and then Angela, I'll bring you in and give you a mic. And so, hi, Angela. You have a microphone now. Can you speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Great. Okay, yes, great. We can hear you. Super. So thank you so much for agreeing to be the client today. And tell me, how can I support you today?
I would like to have this coaching session to talk about my need to control everything around me and my reluctancy to change things in my life because I don't like the unknown.
You know, if we were to invite control, that and that idea of control, just that energy of control, just invite it to be here in the in this virtual room with us, and imagine that actually control has something it might want to say to you. What does control want to say to you?
Fear.
Anything else?
Let me just embrace the word.
Yeah.
The same word keeps repeating over and over when I talk to control is the unknown. It's like
the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
If we could invite the unknown to be here with us and imagine that that unknown is floating out in front of you, you might see it. It might have a color or a shape or a form, or you might just feel it as an energy. But as you come straight on to the unknown right out there in front of you, what do you recognize about it, or what message comes from it? What do you observe about it?
To be honest with you, I just see like a black hole in front of me.
Okay.
There's nothing that I can see that is just this emptiness that I don't like.
Okay. Yeah, a black hole of emptiness. Okay, well, let's assume that this black hole actually has lots of sides, and from different perspectives, it might have different messages for us. If you were to float around to the side of it and look at that black hole from the side, what new piece of information comes from there?
Opportunity, options. But still, there is not much information for me to feel comfortable.
Okay, but we get a little different feeling than the empty black hole. At least there's opportunity and option, that there's a little bit of that energy here. Let's float on around behind it and look at it from behind. Feel it from behind. What comes up there?
Positive things coming. Answers. New people.
Energy around
like,
here.
It's like when I see it from outside myself, it's like something positive. It's coming from it. But when I see it from within, it's like black.
Okay, well, let's just stay with this then as we're seeing it from outside and seeing what else, what more information wants to come. If we float on around to the other side, what's from around here?
An unnecessary fear, maybe something that never happened that I thought it would. I see a positive myself after the end of the tunnel. Kind of.
See a positive version of yourself, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Ah, wow. As you see that positive version of yourself, just describe her to me a little bit. What is it about her that's positive?
That I am confident, that I know that I have the answers in myself. It's just that I don't know how to listen to them. But I do know that everything that happens, it's because it's something better for me.
Okay, so there's a lot of wisdom there that wants to shine through as well. If this this thing that's floating out there in the center, if it floats up high and you're able to look at it from underneath, what do you notice when you look at it from underneath?
Maybe I just see too much noise around it, around this issue.
Too much noise? Is that what you said?
Yes. Too many opinions, too many words from outside that maybe are not letting me listen deeply.
Mm. Okay. Well, then let it float back down, and you float up above it and look down on it. It's a different perspective when you look down on it. What do you notice from here?
That things are not the way you see them, that there is something else that they are trying to say to you, but maybe I'm just too busy or just too worried to see them the way they are.
Okay. So you've kind of gathered a lot of information here. What do you know, or what's happening inside of you differently now than when we started?
That I know the answer. I for sure know it, but I don't know what it's trying to say to me. That's the confusion.
Okay, well, let's go inside, since you're so clear that the answer does exist inside of you. So let's go find out. If you focus all of your awareness just in your head right now, in your intellect, there's a story going on in your head, a story about how to move forward here. What's the story happening in your head?
In my head, it's like the change will only bring you bad things, that you're not going to be able to move forward through this change, that if something is changing, it's because maybe I did something wrong, that I need to know what is going to happen so I will feel safe.
Okay. So, boy, your head, it's wanting some guarantees here, isn't it?
Yes. All of them.
Yeah. Well, so let's leave your head for a minute and drop down into your belly. And there's another intelligence, another voice down there in your belly that is maybe telling a different story than the one in your head. What's the story going on down in your belly? Just breathe into there.
Yes, and it is quite different. It's telling me everything is going to be all right. You just need to leave behind what we are trying to change from you. I mean, you are going through this change because something needs to die. Something needs to just leave it there and move on.
Down there in your belly, what is it that you actually know needs to die?
That's an excellent question.
Just let your belly tell you. There's nothing to figure out. Your belly has the answer.
Fear.
Okay. Well, let's leave your belly for a moment. We're just gathering some information here. And put your hand on your heart. Breathe into your heart. Tell me, what does your heart say?
The change will only bring me more peace, more satisfaction, that I need to let it go without thinking too much.
Okay. So when we were down in your belly, it told you that what it's really time to let die is the fear. And where does that fear live in your body?
I think in my head, mostly.
Okay, yeah. So let your heart ask your head what it needs.
Answers, reassurance, confirmations. something that I can touch and see that it's there. So that means it's real for my head.
Mm-hmm. And so, given where everything is right now, if there was one thing that your head could ask for that could help it to at least breathe more easily, what is that one thing?
Maybe to know that the answer that my heart wants, it's going to happen.
Mm. And what can your heart say in response to that?
That it only will happen when it needs to happen, not before, not later. Just the timing, it's perfect, and I need to respect that.
Mm. And what does your head say?
That's crazy.
Forget
That's
this.
Not good
I want a guarantee.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So what can your heart say to your head to help it right now just be a little easier? Your head's making a very clear request. What can your heart say in response?
I don't know. It seems confusing.
Okay.
It's a contradiction between the two.
Yeah. So let's take another step here. If we go back down into your belly, and your belly had kind of a peaceful feeling there. But if we really amplify that to in your belly to choose love, to just choose love. Don't worry about how to do it, just do it. So that your whole being is grounded in love. And let that love from your belly wrap its arms around your heart and your head. Tell me what shifts or what happens for you when you do that.
I feel now that maybe they're trying to tell me that everything is in perfect balance and that I need to understand that the universal balance is different than the things that I want to happen for me.
Mm.
It is a higher understanding that I need to accept and embrace and understand and love.
And how does your head respond to that when it's embraced in this love?
That maybe something better could happen instead of worrying all the time. It's going to be hard, let me tell you, but maybe this love knows better than the fear that I feel.
Mm-hmm. That fear that's there, I mean, we're making a step forward here by embracing the fear with love and choosing to ground yourself in love, and that's something you can continue to play with and just keep choosing love, keep choosing love, keep choosing love, and reinforcing that all the time, and things will start to shift. But let's go back to that fear for a moment, because the truth is it probably still needs some kind of reassurance that things are going to be okay. So if we drop underneath that fear, what's that fear really of? What's underneath the fear?
It keeps telling me that just bad things are going to happen if I let change come into my life.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Ask it just to tell you what bad things.
like I'm not going to be able to express my own self, that I will be, it's hard to explain.
Well, but that's important. Just take another step there, that you won't be able to express yourself. Take another step with that.
It's like I won't be able to be happy with the things that I'm doing. It's just like it will be this shadow over me.
And tell me, does that fear of not being able to express yourself and there being a shadow of you, does that fear actually belong to right now, or does that belong to another time?
Maybe that has to do with my inner voice, that it's very harsh sometimes. Or maybe it's my ego voice. I don't know which one. But maybe
so
it's been there for a while.
Ask that inner voice what it needs for you to know.
I can feel it. I just cannot hear it.
Mm-hmm. Describe the feeling.
Another black hole in front of me.
Ah, it's another. Boy, you like those black holes. Yeah. Can you touch that black hole?
Yes, definitely.
What does it feel like when you touch it?
Negativity, yeah, that's the word, just negative energy around it.
Mm-hmm. And so we know that the negative cannot exist unless the positive is also present. If we're talking in those dual terms, what we're really looking at is a spectrum here. There's both ends of the spectrum are always present. And so if that negativity is there, then there's also an opposite of that. Tell me about the opposite that's also present here.
That I know I'm in good hands, that things happen because they need to happen. Hmm. And when I had changed before in my life, everything was for better.
Oh, so you even have some experience with that?
Yes, I have.
So if there was a gift or an opportunity here for you right now, that...
Yes, to only remember those times where my fear was present, but then it was completely unnecessary.
Yeah, that's great. And it seems like that there's a real opportunity of choice here for you as well, to choose where am I going to put my energy?
Yeah, definitely.
So if we can come to this from a place of, it's not about denying the fear at all. It's fully acknowledging the fear is right here. But there's also incredible love right here. There is negativity right here. But there's also a lot of positivity right here. So where do I choose to put my energy?
Yeah, love and positive things. But how can I keep it there?
So how can you? What do you know about that already?
That even if it seems not very good at the beginning, it's going to be fine. That is just waste of time for me to choose the other side.
Yeah, okay. It really is about building a new habit. It sounds like that you've built up a pretty big habit of reinforcing the fear right now. You know, you get caught there with that fear. And so the truth is that we can't know what every detail is that's going to, how things are going to unfold. But we have this opportunity to choose how we work with the energy of the situation and trust that if we put the focus in a way that can truly help us move forward in a constructive way, that's in the end going to serve us.
Yeah, that's true.
So it seems that you're really in this place here. I mean, if I could wave a magic wand, wouldn't that be great? If you could wave a magic wand, wouldn't that be great? If you just say everything's fine and I have no more fear. And but there's a lesson here, and there's an opportunity in learning how to be with the fear and to choose how you're going to walk through that fear as opposed to running away from it. We said, you know, at the beginning of the call that energy can't be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed. So we can't get rid of the fear, but we can be with it, we can work with it, we can listen to it, and we can invite love in and transform it step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, a lot of sense.
So really, you know, kind of what I'm inviting you to here is it's so beautiful through this session. In every way that we have worked with this, you have seen, you kept coming to the positive side. You keep seeing, oh my gosh, there are going to be more opportunities. You keep seeing on the other side of this change, things are actually going to be better. So we really have the positive or the constructive, the moving forward in a really great way is so present here right alongside the fear. You've probably heard that that statement that or that little story that exists. And it's a different story, a different variation of the story in every culture, but I first heard it from the Native American culture, that the old shaman and the young warrior were sitting together, and the old shaman says to the young warrior, wow, I've got this huge battle going on inside of me between love and fear, and exactly what you're talking about here. And the young warrior says, wow, who's going to win? And the old shaman says, whichever one I feed. So I come back to you then to say, what do you choose to feed?
Definitely love. Even though that it's scary right now, it feels scary to even say it, embrace only love over fear. It's like, how am I going to do that? I don't know. But I want to do it.
That's fantastic. And, you know, it's interesting that you say embrace love over fear. And I wonder, what if you embrace the fear with the love? What difference does that make?
That I know that I can feel it, but that doesn't mean that it's showing me something wrong or something that is going to happen. It's just, its presence is just something that I need to go through to be more positive. I don't know.
Yeah. And you know, fear is, in one way, it is just letting us know we're going someplace we haven't been before. And that's a totally normal and natural response. Have you watched the video on my website or read in any of my books the whole thing about the ego and the soul and that partnership?
Yes. Yes, I have.
So, you know, when I talk about, so the ego's job is to make sure that we survive, and therefore it thrives on safety and security and guarantees, just like this voice inside of you is asking for all the time. And the soul has the big picture view, and it thrives on new adventure and learning and growth. And the soul loves the unknown because it's going to learn something new, and the ego is scared to death of that. And if you remember in that video, you know, it's if when the soul wraps its arms around the ego and said, listen, it's okay, I know that you're afraid, but I've seen a bigger picture, and I really think we're going to be okay. And I need for you to come with me on this because, you know, your ego's getting things done. Your ego's good at organizing things. Your soul has no clue how to do that. But it doesn't. Your ego doesn't have a big picture view. And its job is to make sure that you survive. So it's trying really hard to do its job. What if what you're feeling is actually a natural thing? It's just the ego saying, what if I can't do my job? What if I can't make sure that she survives? And we wrap arms around soul. The soul wraps its arms around ego and says, it's okay. Take a deep breath. We're going to do this anyway. And you step across. You take that step. And then the ego says, well, I didn't die. And then that process continues. So what if, I guess my question to you is, what if you're really in that place of sitting with ego and soul, sitting with the love and the fear, all about learning how to choose?
That'd be fulfilling my soul's desire. So I would love to live my life from that space.
So 3 hours from now, when we're after 3 hours after we finish this call and fear starts to creep back in a little bit, so how are you going to respond?
I know you're scared. I know this is not your comfort zone, but soul knows better and we're going to be fine. Just trust it.
Great. And go back down there into your belly. What's going on in your belly now?
Actually, it's saying, finally, you are listening to me.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. And what's happening in your heart?
Oh, it's racing. I think it's happy. I think he knew better than my head, so it's happy.
And what's happening in your head?
It's not as frantic as it was before. It's trying to quiet a little bit. Maybe it's going to give it a try.
Okay.
At least.
Great, great. So, Angela, be gentle with yourself around all this. At the same time, be firm with it, that you keep choosing the love, and give yourself permission for this to be a sort of transition. It's, you know, you're working on percentages. At the end of the day, you say, okay, so you know what? 40% of the time today, I was able to choose love. And maybe tomorrow, you get up to 50%, and maybe another day it's 70%, and then you have a day where it's like, oh, it was only 30% today. But you keep working with it, because then over a period of a week or two, you can really make a significant shift when you just keep working with it the way we have today. It's not denying anything. It's fully acknowledging that fear, letting it be recognized that it's there. So it knows it's not being just pushed aside or ignored, and you're choosing to embrace it with love.
Okay.
So tell me what you're taking away from this session.
That, as I knew before, my heart knew the answer, and he's wiser than my head, that I need to listen to it more often. And I thought before that I had to take the fear away somehow, but now I'm gonna let it be, and I will just say it. Okay, it's fine, but it's just unnecessary for me to feel like that, to waste my energy and my thoughts and my nights thinking about fear. It's natural, okay, and it's just a way to survive, but it's not the way to live.
Okay, that's a big step. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. So let's open to everyone. Angela, in a moment, I'll come back to you and ask you what this process was like, the way we worked. But I'll just give you a moment to settle a bit from the session and be with yourself. But let's open to everyone else on the call. What did you observe? What did you notice in how we worked? What questions do you have? Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak, and I'll give you the microphone. All quiet. Anybody have something that you observed? What did you notice working? What did you wonder about? Where did you say, why is he doing that? Press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. They're all being very quiet, Angela. Well, so Angela, what was that process like for you, if you can kind of step outside of the experience the coaching itself, but what was the experience like of working in that way?
It was quite surprising to see how affected I am by fear. Every time you ask me to go outside and see myself and try to touch the blackness, it was just too much, actually. I never thought that it was so deep in me, this issue. But
and
it's good. I can work around it.
Well, as we continued to work, what did you notice about a process, about what shifted? Speaking a little more of just the process itself.
That it was good to actually have that kind of conversation with myself. Not to maybe go outside and ask friends and family about how can I deal with this. It was just more like, how can you, the one that is feeling it, how can you are going to just solve this thing?
Well, that's really powerful right there.
Yeah, it was. It was. You usually go outside to get your answers, but you never are brave enough to ask yourself, okay, what is going on?
Well, congratulations. You just did.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That was great. Super. Well, I'll come back to our listeners once more. Anything you'd like to say, observe, any question to ask before we wrap up the call today? Just press 1 on your phone if you'd like to speak. They're a very quiet crowd today. Well, thank you, everybody, for being with us today. In terms of things coming up here at the Center for Transformational Presence, of course, coaching is ongoing. So if I can support you in coaching, then feel free to visit that part of the website or to email me at alanseal@alanseal.com, and ask any questions about that. There are Transformational Presence Leadership and Coach trainings coming up. We just started the teleclass version yesterday, actually, the 7-month teleclass version. There is one more spot left there, so if you'd like to join us, step in now since we've only had one class. There is one more spot available if you'd like to do that. Otherwise, there's a 5-day residential training, in-person training in Boston starting next week, Wednesday through Sunday, October the 17th to the 21st. And there are trainings coming up in Sweden and in the UK in the rest of this year, and then also in Belgium in January. So lots of opportunities. Thank you so much for being with us. And if I can help you or support you going forward, come visit us at the Center for Transformational Presence, and we'll look forward to working together further. Take care, and thanks again, Angela, for today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.